Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take a whole stack of information, really break it down, and pull out those key insights, the stuff you actually need. Today, we're diving deep into a really interesting profile, someone sitting right at the intersection of AI, finance, and some real hands-on entrepreneurship. So our mission today is to unpack the work of Per Simberg. He's an AI advisor, and his track record is, frankly, pretty remarkable and diverse. We want to explore how someone who started with a strong foundation in, you know, traditional business and finance pivots to become a specialist in things like rapid prototyping and AI solutions.
Yeah, and what's really compelling, I think, is how he consistently seems to connect that technical innovation piece directly to actual business value, tangible results. We're looking for those nuggets, those principles that show how you can use AI practically to optimize how things run, how decisions get made across, well, fields that might not seem obviously connected at first.
Exactly. So if you're thinking about using AI in your own work, or maybe you're curious about financial innovation, or maybe you just appreciate seeing how different skills can blend together, well, this deep dive is definitely for you. We're going to look at what makes this profile stand out, and maybe more importantly, what lessons you can actually take away from his approach. Okay, so let's maybe kick things off with this term they use for him, AI native business professional. We hear AI thrown around constantly, right? But what does AI native really mean here, especially with his background in entrepreneurship, finance? Is it just like using the latest AI app?
Oh, it's much more than that. Way more. AI native really points to a mindset shift, a fundamental one. It means AI isn't just bolted on later. It's foundational, part of the strategy, part of the execution right from the very beginning. So instead of asking how can AI make this existing thing slightly better, like an AI native approach, like Per's, asks, how could AI completely reimagine this whole process from the ground up?
Okay, reimagine, not just optimize.
Exactly. It's thinking inherently in terms of AI's capabilities from the get-go. It unlocks efficiencies, even whole new capabilities that you just wouldn't get by trying to retrofit AI onto old ways of doing things. It's, yeah, a paradigm shift.
That makes sense. Thinking with AI from the start. And that leads us right into his core skills, doesn't it? Things like AI use case development and strategy alignment, and crucially, business technical communication. It sounds like he acts as a translator, speaking both business and AI to keep everyone aligned. How vital is that bridging role?
Oh, absolutely critical. I'd say it's almost non-negotiable now. Often, the biggest hurdle to getting AI workings isn't the tech itself, right? It's that communication gap, the gap between the tech folks who build it and the business folks who need to use it and see the value.
Right.
Per's skill seems to be identifying those high-impact AI opportunities and then translating the business goals into concrete AI solutions. Mm. He's good at things like prompt engineering, basically how you talk to the AI effectively, and also context-based engineering, structuring the info the AI gets so the output is actually useful.
Okay.
Plus AI-assisted coding to speed things up. Without someone bridging that gap, really great ideas can just get lost in translation, or, you know, they get built but miss the mark strategically.
So you lose the value. Got it.
Okay.
So the vision is there. The communication works. Now let's talk about actually doing it, making it happen. Mm-hmm. How does he turn these ideas into real tools so fast? The profile mentions his ability to build and deploy AI-powered tools quickly using LLMs, automation, and no-code platforms, taking ideas to, like, working proofs of concept, MVPs, often under pressure. That speed element really jumps out.
Yeah, that focus on rapid prototyping and MVP execution is it's like a strategic advantage. It's not just about being fast, though. It's about reducing the cost of trying things out, learning quickly. By focusing on getting something functional, a PP or an MVP, out there quickly, he basically de-risks the whole innovation process.
Makes sense. Test the waters first.
Exactly. You turn theory into something tangible, something you can test, before you pour tons of resources in. You find out fast if an idea works or not. Fail smart, learn quicker. And technologies like large language models, LLMs, and especially these no-code tools platforms where you build stuff without writing traditional code, they make this rapid cycle much, much easier.
Right. You don't need a huge dev team for everything anymore.
That's for the initial stages now.
And we see this rapid prototyping with a project called ChatCFO.work. Can you tell us about that one? It sounds like it tackles a problem many people in finance would recognize.
Oh, absolutely. ChatCFO.work is a perfect example. It's an AI prototype specifically designed to automate that really tedious process of getting data from PDFs into Excel for financial modeling.
Ugh, yeah, painful.
Right. And the impact he achieved is pretty significant.
Yeah.
He took this multi-step manual workflow, the kind of thing that takes hours, it is prone to errors, and used LLMs and automation to get it done in under 3 minutes.
Under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yep. under 3 minutes. And it shows more than just technical chops, right? It shows he understands the real-world pain points in finance. He didn't just dream it up. He actually handled the setup, the hosting, used AI to help with the coding, managed it on GitHub. It was a full-stack effort to deliver something functional that offers immediate value.
Wow. Just imagine the time saved, the reduction in errors. Anyone who's manually copied data from a PDF into Excel just breathed a sigh of relief hearing that.
For sure.
And it wasn't just that one tool. He was also experimenting with agent workflows.
Yeah.
And local LLMs, plus looking into no-code platforms like n8n and make.com.
Yeah, that continuous exploration is really key. It shows he's not just sticking to one tool, but always looking for the best way to build and deploy efficiently. Agent workflows, for instance, that's where AI models can handle more complex multi-step tasks somewhat autonomously, more sophisticated automation.
Right.
And using local LLMs, running the AI model directly on your own machine, that points towards thinking about data privacy and security, which is obviously huge in finance. And platforms like n8n or make.com, they're incredibly powerful for building complex automations without needing deep coding skills. It means solutions can be scaled or changed much faster. It really demonstrates a practical approach to find the right tool for the job, whether it's cutting-edge AI or a clever no-code setup, always focused on getting things done effectively and staying agile.
Okay, so we've seen the AI-native mindset, the rapid prototyping with tools like ChatCFO.work, streamlining finance tasks. But what about applying that same innovation approach to bigger picture stuff, like strategic financial decisions? His background includes investment strategy, portfolio management, market analysis.
Yeah.
How does AI fit into those areas which feel more, you know, human judgment driven?
Right. And this is where his financial workflow automation and decision support skills come into play. It's moving beyond just automating simple tasks. He's using AI to enhance the entire decision-making process by combining his tech skills with his deep understanding of finance banking operations, compliance, risk analysis, all that he can streamline really data-intensive processes.
So less grunt work, more thinking.
Exactly. And also augmenting the strategic thinking itself. Using AI to crunch through massive amounts of market data, find patterns, surface insights that a human analyst might miss or just couldn't process fast enough. It helps professionals get beyond basic data gathering and focus on higher level analysis and strategy.
And a specific example here is the Investment Summary Maker. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, the Investment Summary Maker, another great PC, a proof of concept web tool. It uses sophisticated LLM workflows to generate personalized investment briefs, complete with citations, in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. For a full brief.
Around 10 minutes. Think about the usual due diligence research, writing. It takes hours, sometimes days. This tool slashes that time dramatically.
So advisors could potentially serve more clients. Or just provide deeper, faster insights.
Precisely. And it's not just theoretical tools. In his own holding company, he worked with financial pros on investment strategy and portfolio management. And they achieved, get this, a plus 16% ROI in 1 year. Part of that was attributed to using AI-driven analysis to spot opportunities others might have missed.
Wow, plus 16%.
Yeah. And his research into alternative investments, again, using AI to sift through data for trends, led them to allocate about 10% of the portfolio into really cutting-edge tech areas like food tech and the space industry. Diversifying based on AI-identified growth potential, it's about proactive, data-backed investing.
And he didn't just apply this externally. He also used AI tools to update internal processes within a family holding company, things like wealth governance, tax structuring. That feels like bringing AI into a very traditional, maybe sensitive area.
It does, and it highlights a really important point. AI isn't just for customer-facing products or big market predictions. It's incredibly powerful for internal efficiency, too, especially in fields like wealth management that are often very process-heavy, very manual, and rely heavily on expert judgment passed down over time. So imagine using an LLM to quickly analyze complex tax regulations to find the best structuring options. Or using predictive AI for more dynamic risk management in investment planning. It makes these traditionally slow, expert-driven processes much more agile and data-informed. But crucially, it doesn't remove the human element for those nuanced, sensitive judgments. It empowers the experts.
Okay, empowering, not replacing, a key distinction. Now, what really broadens the picture for me is seeing this AI expertise applied outside finance.
Yeah.
He's used it in marketing, community building. that shows some serious versatility. It kind of challenges the typical image of an AI advisor, doesn't it?
It really does. And his work as co-founder and marketing lead at Quarantine Studios Oi for their game Deceptive Reality is a perfect case study. He was leading marketing initiatives that were explicitly AI supported, using LLMs and generative AI for creative tasks, not just analytical ones.
Okay, so moving from finance numbers to like marketing content and engagement.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's about applying the same principles of rapid iteration and data-driven insight, but in a totally different context, pushing AI into creative, more human-focused domains.
And the results seem pretty staggering. A 230% increase in community engagement on social media. How does AI help achieve that kind of jump? That's huge.
It is huge. And AI contributes by enabling super fast content creation and testing. Think about generating multiple versions of social media posts, ad copy, even video concepts using generative AI.
Right, like A/B testing on steroids.
Kind of, yeah. You can test dozens of variations quickly, see what resonates with the audience almost in real time, and then double down on what works. It makes the whole process much more data-driven and iterative. He also used AI to streamline video editing, focusing on storytelling and visuals, which led to a pretty impressive 7% click-through rate. Again, likely using AI for faster ideation and optimization.
And he grew a Discord community to over 1,000 members. That's not just broadcasting, that's fostering actual interaction.
Exactly. Using targeted engagement strategies, encouraging community content, interacting directly AI can assist in managing and scaling those interactions, identifying engagement opportunities. It's about building a real community, not just follower counts.
It sounds like he's been refining this for a while, actually.
Yeah.
Some earlier work mentioned Axel Method and DJ Purr. Developing communities and content systems that got over 1 million views and boosted engagement by 30% using AI-assisted workflows even back then.
That's a great point. It's not like he just picked up AI yesterday. It seems more like he's been building these community and content skills for years, and now he's amplifying them with these incredibly powerful new AI tools. It's a refinement, an evolution.
Yeah.
And if you zoom out, connect the dots, it really shows that AI's power isn't limited to, you know, finance spreadsheets or automating admin tasks. It's a potent tool for creativity, for marketing, for building communities. It's about augmenting human strategy and creativity to get real measurable results in engagement and reach. That ability to apply the AI native mindset from finance to marketing, that's real versatility.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening in? This deep dive into Per Simberg, I think it really paints a picture of what a modern innovator looks like. Someone who gets the tech, sure, but crucially, can build solutions fast and apply them strategically across totally different areas, finance, operations, even marketing.
Yeah, and you can see how that solid educational foundation, you know, his master's in entrepreneurship, bachelor's in marketing, combined with specific up-to-date AI certifications from places like Stanford and Digital Workforce. It creates this really powerful interdisciplinary mix. It's all about connecting skills, right? Mm-hmm. Seeing how expertise in one area can suddenly unlock huge potential when you bring in cutting-edge AI from another.
Absolutely. And that ability to look at a complex problem, maybe a tedious one like getting data out of PDFs, or a challenging one like cutting through the noise on social media, and then finding an AI-driven fix that delivers quick, measurable wins. That's pretty inspiring, I think. It shows the value isn't just the AI itself, but finding the right place to apply it and doing it fast.
Right. So for you, the listener, maybe the key takeaway is thinking small initially. How could even one targeted AI application or automation drastically cut down a manual task you hate doing, like the chatcfo.work example? Or how could it give your engagement or outreach a significant boost like we saw in the marketing stuff? It's about finding those specific pain points or opportunities in your world and applying the right tool, LLM, no code, whatever it is, to get a big impact from a focused effort.
Okay, and let's leave you with a final thought to chew on. We see people like Perdita getting certifications in things like understanding agentic AI coming up in 2025. The pace isn't slowing down, it's accelerating. So the question for you is, what task in your own life, professional or personal, something maybe mundane or time-consuming right now, could potentially be shrunk from minutes down to seconds, or maybe even fully automated, with a clever AI twist you haven't considered? Where could you start connecting your own unique knowledge and experience with these rapidly evolving AI tools to maybe start your own deep dive into innovation?